It's Friday, May 8th, 2009, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. I'm your host, Radical Russ Belville. Produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C., this is your normal daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Welcome to the most popular podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, and Normal's staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about our show at our website, stash.normal.org. And continue the education and conversation on our blog as well. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time. The podcasting and blogging technology for the Normal Daily Audio Stash is provided by Red Aphid Interactive Media. For your professional web design needs, visit redaphid.com. Good day, Stashers, and welcome to the podcast. I unfortunately have to start this podcast in somewhat of a bad mood. I was just going through the news and came upon a story from Connecticut with the headline of Pot Legalizer Threatens Going Postal on Lawmaker. Turns out that the vice president of Normal, Connecticut, has been arrested on charges of disorderly conduct for that email that he sent to a state senator. Let me remind everyone out there that may be listening to the sound of my voice and wanting to get involved with marijuana legalization, don't do anything to give credence to the lies that the prohibitionists always say about us. We need to be peaceful, responsible, non-violent people. Even threats of violence, even if they're made jokingly, are nothing to be sent in Normal's name. You are standing up for an entire national organization, even an international organization, come to think of it. And every time one of these headlines appears, it gives more strength to our opponents. Conduct yourself as a mature, responsible, professional activist. I don't ever want to see headlines like this that tarnish the good name of Normal. Also, an interesting political development. You'll remember we reported on Representative Loretta Sanchez, a Democrat out of California, who on CNN's American Morning said that it might be a good idea to try a pilot project of marijuana legalization in California. Representative Sanchez now has a new press secretary who sent an email to Normal saying that her comments were, quote, misconstrued, and offered a pretty lengthy clarification of her comments, where now Representative Sanchez says her comments should not be construed as any sort of support for drug legalization. Nice flip-flop, Representative Sanchez, but I gotta wonder if you're really making the right choice here. The recent California field poll showed 56% support for marijuana legalization in your state, and even your governor is beginning to talk about opening up the debate. Looks like someone's practicing a little CYA in a situation where they might not need to. Now, coming up on today's Daily Audio Stash, we've got your hemp headlines, including great news coming out of the Minnesota House, and back to California, a response in our Politicians on Pot series that you've really got to hear to believe. Also, an interesting story about pot discrimination for a medical marijuana user in Colorado whose date was refused into her high school prom because his clothes smelled like his medicine. And a great poll coming out of the state of Ohio with regard to marijuana legalization. Now, today's stash is the second Friday of the month, which means we're going to be visiting with David Bienenstock, the senior editor of High Times Magazine, for our High Times Magazine preview. In our Daily Toker Tunes, brought to you by MarijuanaMusicAwards.com, we'll catch you up with our Rockin' Thursday tune. And at the end of our show, the piece that would normally have been heard on Wednesday, our California Report from Eric Brenner. All right, folks, we've only got 4 weeks left before the Aspen Legal Seminar in Aspen, Colorado. Check out norml.org for more information if you'd like to attend. All right, normalizers, everybody promised to be good, and I'm sure we can have ourselves a great weekend. I'm feeling better already. It's time for your Normal Daily Audio Stash.
Hello, I'm Paul Stanford from the Hemp and Cannabis Foundation, or THCF. Medical marijuana is legal in 13 states today, and THCF has clinics in 8 of those states. Our doctors help qualified patients obtain an authorization for medical marijuana in their state. Patients are eligible for medical marijuana with a history of either severe chronic pain and or nausea, cancer, AIDS or HIV, hepatitis, glaucoma, seizure disorders like epilepsy, chronic muscle spasms such as in multiple sclerosis or asthma, neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, and gastrointestinal disorders like IBS or Crohn's disease. If you or someone you know has one of these conditions, our doctors will help you obtain a permit for medical marijuana. THCF Medical Clinics has offices in Washington State, Oregon, California, Colorado, Hawaii, Nevada, Montana, and now Michigan. Call 1-800-723-0188 or go to the web at hemp.org or 1-800-723-0188.
Now it's time to take a look at the latest stories about marijuana from news organizations across America and around the world in our normal daily audio stash, Hemp Headlines. Minnesota medical marijuana bill clears final House committee 17-6. From the Minnesota Independent. Minnesota's medical marijuana bill cleared its last committee in the Minnesota House of Representatives, paving the way for a House vote. It passed the House Finance Committee by a bipartisan vote of 17-6 after no debate. Several major changes were made to the bill to appease law enforcement. Representative Tom Rukavina told the committee, quote, "I have tried to accommodate concerns along the way. 13 other states have not had the problems that law enforcement is talking about in this state," end quote. He said that they have made significant changes to the bill, including a sunset date in fall 2011 and a reduction in the number of plants per patient from 12 plants to 6 plants. Rukavina, the House bill's sponsor, said in a statement, quote, "We're seeing remarkable momentum for medical marijuana legislation this year in the House as well as the Senate. Scientifically, there's just no doubt that medical marijuana can relieve suffering for patients who are terribly ill, and the experience of 13 medical marijuana states shows that we can protect those patients without any of the problems that the doomsayers keep warning about," end quote. Governor Tim Pawlenty has vowed that if this bill passes the House, it has already passed the Senate, he will veto it. "One man has the power to extend the suffering of thousands of sick, disabled, and sense-threatened Minnesotans. One man has the power to continue the act of police arresting and locking up medical users of marijuana. One man can overturn the will of the people and their legislature and deny medical science and the experience of 13 other states who successfully legalized medicinal use of cannabis. I think that one man needs to hear a few phone calls and receive a few letters, don't you? Please take the time to contact Governor Tim Pawlenty. Tell him, I believe it is unconscionable to deny this effective medicine to sick and dying patients, and I strongly urge you to support the medical use of marijuana in Minnesota. You can call the governor's office toll-free at 800-657-3717, or you may email him at tim.pawlenty@state.mn.us. And Pawlenty is spelled Pawlenty. That's tim.pawlenty@state.mn.us. California Assemblyman Brian Nestand, Republican of Palm Desert, on marijuana legalization. By now, if you've been following the stash, you know I have this continuing series called Politicians on Pot. And what it is I have you write in to your elected officials at the state or federal level, and when you get a substantive response from them, I post it up here on the stash so people can find out what their politicians really think. Now, a lot of the times we get responses to these that disagree with our position, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's still a lot of education that needs to be done for some of these elected officials. But every now and then, we get someone who thinks he's a comedian. I was given your inquiry into Assembly Bill 390 by the staff of Congresswoman Bono Mack. Since this is a state bill, I will be happy to fill you in on any potential future legislation with this issue. I assure you that AB 390 is currently being researched by our Chief of Staff, Rob Flanagan. Assemblyman Nastand has given Rob Flanagan the assignment of going home and researching the legitimacy of taxing marijuana. He was supposed to come back to work and fill myself and Assemblyman Nastand in on the progress of this legislation. Once Mr. Flanagan gets home, he seems to forget what he's doing or what his task is. Since the assignment of researching the legitimacy of taxing marijuana, Mr. Flanagan has seemed to have lost a lot of his short-term memory. Also, he likes to bring up random theories and facts that no one really thinks of. For instance, he will say from his office, "Dude, have you wondered how many peanuts it takes to make a jar of peanut butter?" He also seems to be spending a lot of time in the cafeteria here at the Capitol. Also, he seems to laugh more when I talk to him. So in short, he's very forgetful, laughs way too often, and seems to eat a lot, but still no findings on a revenue stream for marijuana. Once our caucus releases some facts on the bill, I will be sure to follow up with you. Feel free to call our office at any time if you have any questions. I assure you that Assemblyman Nastand is very interested in finding out more about AB 390. Brett Dietz, Office of Assemblyman Brian Nastand, Assembly District 64, Sacramento, California. Nothing like a thoughtful, respectful reply from a dignified member of your representative assembly. Californians? If you'd like to let Brett Dietz and the Office of Assemblyman Brian Nastand know how you feel about his comedy routine, the phone number is 916-319-2064, and you can email brett.dietz@asm.ca.gov. That's Brett with two T's and Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, at asm.ca.gov. Bigotry against medical marijuana users in Colorado. From the Denver Post. Pot ruined her prom. Now, 18-year-old Sarah Heideman wants the school district she says turned her away from the dance to pay for her dress, her dinner, her hair, and her tickets. It's an unusual request from someone who was apparently turned away for smelling like marijuana. But clearly, this is an unusual case, a case that calls into question the public's acceptance of the state's medical marijuana registry. "It was so humiliating," explained Heideman on Wednesday as she, her boyfriend, and an attorney discussed the incident outside of Brighton High School. "I was not allowed inside," she said. Saturday night, Heideman and her date, Jason Schweinsberg, attempted to go into Wings Over the Rockies Museum in Denver for the Brighton High School prom. That's when someone at the door apparently smelled marijuana. It's unclear who exactly turned the couple away. Heideman says a Brighton High School resource officer did. A Brighton Police Department spokesperson says that's not true, that a school official did. And a spokesperson for the school district says a Denver police officer did. Denver Police Department was called to the scene because the prom was being held in Denver. Regardless, it's clear the couple never made it inside. That's despite the fact that Schweinsberg, age 20, is currently allowed to use marijuana under the state's medical marijuana program. On Wednesday, he said he uses it to deal with intense pain that stems from a serious traffic accident, an accident which left him with, among other things, a fractured skull. There's a wonderful find by our front pager, Dude Master, who also adds this. "Anyone know what a whippet looks like? I have quite a few whippets, and one of them is a service dog who is trained to sense seizures before I have them. It's quite unusual for a whippet to have this ability, but he is really a special dog. I take my little whippet boy almost everywhere I go, and most of the time people are very nice about allowing him into their businesses, schools, stores, training facilities, and so on. I attended a function 2 weeks ago and took my whippet with me. I wasn't feeling well that day, and I was worried that I might miss the opportunity to thwart the seizure with medication if my whippet wasn't with me to let me know. As I approached the facility to attend the event, security informed me that my dog wouldn't be allowed to enter. I explained he was a service dog and should be regarded no differently as the glasses on my face. I forced my way through, only to have the security man handle me, detain me, and then throw me out of the facility, after receiving instructions to let me go. I immediately called 911, and within 20 minutes, Dallas's Finest had all three security guards in handcuffs, and they are currently addressing their individual legal dispositions for the assault and unlawful detention on my person and my dog. Isn't it really neat when law enforcement helps people who need help? In contrast, here we have two young folks attending a dance, and one of them smells like his legally authorized medicine, and they are denied entry. Was it right for officials to deny them entry based on the disability and subsequent smell of medication? According to the law, yes. The state law doesn't provide any provisions for discrimination like this, and it's still federally illegal, and therein lies the rub. It's a horrible shame that American service dogs are allowed protection by the Americans with Disabilities Act, but a disabled American that takes medical marijuana as a medication to help them cope with their disability or treat their symptoms in a state that allows it is openly discriminated against legally. Mr. President, if you could hold your laughter in for just a few moments, I just wanted to introduce you to an idea I have about America. The idea is freedom. If we base all of our strategic decisions with this important rule in mind, I think change will finally come. Almost 3 out of 4 Ohioans support medical marijuana. Columbus, Ohio. The latest Ohio poll finds that a majority of Ohio voters favor both casino-style gambling and access to medicinal marijuana. 6 in 10 voters surveyed supported legalizing casinos, and 73% agreed that doctors should be able to prescribe marijuana for medical reasons. The poll also discovered that 61% opposed legalization of marijuana for all adults. Once again, that strange moral dynamic kicks in that says if you're going to smoke marijuana, you'd better not enjoy it. Somehow, most Ohioans believe that allowing the guy in a wheelchair to smoke a joint is perfectly reasonable, but if he passes that same joint to me, I'm a criminal. I'm far too healthy to be allowed to choose what I put in my own body, I suppose. I don't mean to rain on the medical parade. 73% support for medical marijuana is excellent, no matter how you slice it. I just find it odd that the same majority that favors my right to blow my money at the craps table opposes my right to blow a reefer in my living room.
I'm a doctor.
I'm a lawyer.
I'm a journalist.
I'm a student.
I'm a teacher.
I'm a representative.
I have cancer.
The outdated laws of prohibition are more dangerous than the plant itself.
I lost my scholarship.
I was fired.
20 million arrests since 1965. This is getting ridiculous.
Our prisons are overcrowded with nonviolent offenders.
We have the opportunity to change.
This is costing our country billions of dollars.
Making my family and I fight in a courtroom is difficult enough when I'm already fighting through chemotherapy.
There's no reason to be scared by tradition anymore.
We can stop this.
We can stop this.
We are the American people.
We can stop this.
And you have our support.
We are old.
Young.
Straight.
Gay.
We're every race and nationality.
And we're not going to give up.
You can tax it.
You can regulate it.
Apply age restrictions.
You can create millions of new jobs.
We can save our economy.
President Obama?
It's time for legalization.
Legalization?
Yes.
We
can.
This has been a public service.
Since 1970, Normal has been fighting for the rights of all adults who use cannabis responsibly. Since 1974, High Times Magazine has been the chronicle of the cannabis community. Every second Friday of the month, we bring that working relationship to the Normal Daily Audio Stash with our special guest, Senior Editor Dave Bienenstock, author of the official High Times Pot Smokers Handbook, for our exclusive monthly preview of this month's issue of High Times. Welcome back, Dave.
Oh, thanks for having me, Russ. It's always a good Friday to hang with you.
All right. Also remind everyone you're the senior editor at High Times Magazine, so you know of that which you speak. The next issue coming out is the July issue. It's hitting the newsstands on May 20th. What are we going to see on the cover, Dave?
Oh, we are going to see Jorge Cervantes.
Ah,
our, our favorite grow ganja guide, with a nice little handful of buds and a beautiful excerpt from his new book. And so I think he's almost a man who needs no introduction, but for anyone who maybe doesn't grow their own plants, shall we say, Jorge has been writing about how to cultivate cannabis since the 80s. His book is really considered the Bible of how to grow by a lot of people, and we're really thrilled to have an excerpt from his newest book.
Now, is he still out in Spain?
That is where Jorge makes his home, and actually, maybe no coincidence that Spain is really becoming a hotspot for cultivating. You know, they have a traditional hash smoking culture there for 1,000 years, but very recently you're seeing a lot of really great outdoor growing in Spain. The laws are pretty relaxed. The people are natural growers of a lot of things, so it's taken hold there.
I know that Jorge took off for Spain at the advent of the Bush administration. Any news on whether he might be visiting America anytime soon now that we have a new administration?
Well, you know, I think anywhere you see pot plants, if you look carefully, you might see the dreadlocked man in the beret.
It's kind of like the great pumpkin in the Charlie Brown, right?
Yeah. And speaking of Spain, that's also, I was also the director of the Jorge Cervantes Ultimate Grow DVDs. And we were lucky enough to film the second one in Spain. And you'll really see what I mean. We saw some beautiful gardens. And of course, we met a lot of beautiful people who are not in the DVD. But every garden has a gardener, and that trip through Spain with Jorge is definitely one of the highlights of my life.
Yeah, you could probably get that DVD online at the High Time site, right?
I'm sure you can.
Okay. As far as the rest of the magazine, you guys always have a good set of articles in there, kind of groundbreaking articles as far as the cannabis community. What else can we expect?
Well, I think our other real big story this month is Paul Armentano, our normal, is he the
Deputy Director.
Deputy Director, and a really fine writer. And it's a pretty simple story. Can pot save the economy? And this is, as you know, Russ, been very much, thankfully, very much in the news lately.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Paul really breaks it down and looks at, you know, $14 billion, $30 billion. There's real money involved. You know, we had just yesterday Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor of California, saying we need a debate on this. And here's Paul ready to say, well, here's our side of this debate. We've been looking forward to an honest, rational debate on this subject. It's a great story. And we also have we have a good story about a hydro system. We have, you know, an update on the Canadian seed situation, which is really coming back. And that's a good industry that's growing again, shall we say, in Canada.
Excellent. Do you have any profiles of musicians or artists in this month's issue?
I'm sure we do. We have as I'm flipping through, I'm seeing Doug Benson.
Oh, yeah.
I'm seeing Seth Rogen, I'm seeing Method Man. So and we have also our summer festival guide.
Oh, good.
So everything from Bonnaroo, Rothbury, all across the country, we really focus on what are the best festivals. And of course, you know, with the Grateful Dead and Phish both out on the road this summer again, it's going to be a pretty good year for music.
All right. Anything new to report in the Miss High Times contest?
Well, we had our annual Miss High Times contest in New York on April 20th, and that was a pretty fun event for everyone there. And the new Miss High Times was crowned there. That will be coming out in a future issue. And you know, there's the information every month on how to participate.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to those issues and all the issues at the newsstands near you. Now, another thing that you guys have started, and maybe a lot of people don't know about this yet, is the High Times digital editions. Tell people about that.
Oh, that's great. I mean, it's a way to get the magazine right to your laptop or right to your computer. It certainly is the most environmentally friendly way to enjoy the magazine, and it's also something that's global. You know, and there's a lot of countries where we obviously just don't distribute the magazine, because, you know, it's not financially viable for us. But also there's places where we can't distribute the magazine, mm-hmm. including, a lot of people don't know this, Australia. Jorge's books are banned in Australia. Our magazine is banned in Australia. But our digital edition is, able to spread seeds where they're otherwise not going to get to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that, and, you know, I'd like to picture a future where that's a real big part of how people interact with the magazine.
And speaking of interacting with the magazine, a lot of times people like to write letters to High Times and ask you guys questions. How can people get in touch with you?
I would say just go through our website and hightimes.com, and you'll see a whole series of contact information. And it depends. You might have a question for Jorge's Grow column. There's going to be one email. If you want to contact an editor, if you want to send us pictures. So start with hightimes.com, and you know, there's plenty of information on how to contact us.
Cool. Now, do you guys see any kind of trends in the emails or the letters that you get based on the seasons or based on the news of the day or anything?
Well, I will say this. I think that right now, High Times is one of the few publications in the world that's full of good news. And that's really reflected in the letters that we get. I mean, obviously, you know, our momentum is with us. We haven't affected all the change that we want to change, and we love working with Normal as a way to keep pursuing those goals. So it's not to say that everything is perfect for pot smokers in the world, but I think there is a prevailing attitude that now's our time, and that the wind's at our backs, and we are going to keep winning.
Yeah.
You know, the letters that we get from readers let us really know what people think about the magazine, but it also, it's a good way to gauge just what the sentiment of America's pot smokers is, because we're not really represented in the mainstream media that well. And we're excited right now. I think you feel that too, Russ.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I see when those polls are coming out, you know, ranking anywhere between 46% to 52% support for legalization of marijuana. I always remind myself, that's the people who will admit it to a stranger on the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think, yeah, we're definitely riding a wave here, and certainly High Times Magazine's been around since the beginning here. This is a fun time to be in the cannabis community for sure. Let's tell people a little bit about your book, The Pot Smoker's Handbook, and how they can get a hold of that.
The official High Times Pot Smoker's Handbook, featuring 420 things to do when you're stoned. So right there, there's plenty to keep you busy, but it's got history. It's divided into different sections on the history, on culture, and that's everything from books and movies to, music. And then there's, travel. There's a skills section that'll teach you how to, on the one hand, pass a drug test, and on the other, make a gravity bong. Those are not related skills.
Is there anything in there that can cure my terribly pregnant joint rolling?
Yes. Yes. There is a section on beginning joint rolling. I think, the adage I refer to is the old, cabbie stops and guy in a violin stops a stranger in New York and says, "How do you get to Carnegie Hall?" You know the answer.
Practice, man.
There's no shortcut.
I guess not.
But there is some basic instructions to get you started. And then there's a cultivation section. And then, of course, there's an activism section, that includes lots of information about Normal and how to best educate yourself to be an effective activist. And of course, the number one thing to do when you're stoned of the 420 is to join Normal. So, I think every pothead, needs to certainly, and every pot smoker and every cannabis enthusiast, we need to take firsthand responsibility for our own freedom.
Yeah. If you just took the money you'd spend on one bag per year and donate it to Normal, we'd have millions to work with.
That's it. Possibly a billion. You'll have to, read Paul Armentano's article and do your own math, but it's a staggering amount of money.
It sure is. Well, Dave Bienenstock is the senior editor from High Times Magazine, calling us from New York City. Thank you so much for joining us here every month on the Daily Audio Stash.
All right, instead of saying bye, everybody, I'm just going to say hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Ever wonder how often to change your bong water? The most effective method for baking pot brownies? The best destinations for a ganja getaway? How to hide herb in your car? Whether to grow your own, how precisely to legalize it, or how something as wonderful as marijuana ever got to be illegal in the first place. Finally, you can find all these answers and much more in the official High Times Pot Smoker's Handbook, featuring 420 things to do when you're stoned. Since 1974, High Times Magazine has covered marijuana in all its aspects and wonders, from cultivation to legalization to the herb's enduring and exalted place in popular culture. Packed with inside information, the official High Times Pot Smoker's Handbook wove all of this collected wisdom together into a single indispensable ganja guide, including an entertaining look at marijuana's history, profiles of herb-friendly travel destinations and festivals, favorite potluck recipes from the High Times staff, smoking skills, advocacy and activism, essential marijuana movies and songs, profiles of famous cannabis strains, comprehensive growing information, celebrity endorsements, and much more. This is truly, finally, the ultimate guide to green living.
The battle to end adult marijuana prohibition can sometimes seem endlessly frustrating and impossible to overcome. One way we bond as a community and draw strength to continue is by rejuvenating our spirit through art and music. The Marijuana Music Awards exist to recognize those sonic artists in all genres of music who feature a ganja-friendly message to motivate and inspire all the cannabis community. Our Daily Toker Tunes, brought to you by MarijuanaMusicAwards.com, feature the finest in blues, rock, jazz, hip-hop, rap, reggae, country, bluegrass, and dance music to enhance that 420 feeling and refresh all you stashers for another day on the front lines of the drug war. Enjoy this cut from MarijuanaMusicAwards.com and visit our blog at stash.normal.org to learn how you can vote for your favorites and enter your Toker Tunes in the 2009 Marijuana Music Awards. Well, we're still getting caught up on our daily Toker Tunes, so I've got the song from yesterday, the Rockin' Thursday song, a classic stoner rock song from Levi Baxter called Song for Willie, nominated in 2008's American Marijuana Music Awards. Levi is from Texas and is currently expanding his presence as a performer in the region. Levi Baxter sings a blend of blues, country, rock, and metal music. He plays classic rock and blues songs with improvised solos, making for an entirely original sound, while remaining true to the original spirit of blues rock music. For more about Levi Baxter, check out myspace.com/LeviBaxter, and registered stashers, you can get an MP3 download of this tune. It's Levi Baxter with Song for Willie.
I just want to get high with Willie. Yeah, all squint-eyed and silly. Talk about life and living in America. We could talk about women, cars, and guitars. He could tell me about his favorite bar. Just two Texas boys sipping sweet tea on a hot afternoon. Yeah, just Willie and I sitting around talking, trading guitar licks and joking, laughing at old times till tears run out of our eyes. It's too late to meet Stevie and Dime Bag, two best Texas heroes that I have. So I raise my shot of whiskey and ask of the powers that be, please get this song to Willie before too long. Please get this song to Willie before too long. We'll be right back.
It's a normal daily audio stash double shot.
I always wanted to do that. Now we're caught up with our daily Toker tunes because it's a Rap Friday, and today's great rap song is Thode by Bazzialini, nominated in 2007's Marijuana Music Awards. Bazzialini performed at the 2007 American Marijuana Music Awards in Brooklyn, and if you're thinking of entering the 2009 American Marijuana Music Awards, today is the closing date. You can find the entry link in the Stash blog. Bazzialini, based in Oakland, California, sings a dynamic mix of rap, hip-hop, and trip-hop. He has set up his own music group, which has released his latest EP, Shaken Not Stirred, after his popular release, Ballin' Off the Wall. Bazzialini brings back Cali Crunk and introduces a new smooth sound for you to sit back and chill. His music is available at iTunes, CD Baby, myspace.com/Bazzialini, and BazzialiniMusicGroup.com. That's Bazzialini spelled B-A-Z-I-A-L-I-N-I. And registered stashers, you can get an MP3 download of this tune. It's Bazzialini with Thode.
Big D! Ah! This is fire!
I'm Thode, so blow. About to touch the sky. We blowing trees like a hurricane, drinking like a fish do. This the flavor of my life, bartender, make it till I can't get enough.
I'm so blow, about to touch the sky. We blowing trees like a hurricane, drinking like a fish do. This the flavor of my life, bartender, make it till I can't get enough. This the first shot, finna take it to the dome. Slam it on the table, man, finna let them know it's on. Now I'm feeling DUI, swimming in some alcohol. Every time I take a breath, I'm inhibiting. Y'all leaning to the left and right. That's what the club do. Bring it like a Cali quake at every venue. Just twist it up the game. Drop it in like some lines smoothing up your ears, baby. I'm cool all the time. Big B dropped the beat. Bazzialini brought it back. When I come together, y'all, man, it's like ear crack. Now I'm finna drink the beat. And I'm finna get loose. I'm finna get your body moving like you off that damn juice.
I'm so blown. About to touch the sky. We blowing trees like a hurricane, drinking like a fish do. It's the flavor of my life, bartender, make it till I can't get enough. So blow, about to touch the sky. We blowing trees like a hurricane, drinking like a fish do. It's the flavor of my life, bartender, make it till I can't get enough.
Hey, throw it up like this. Throw it up like, hey, 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 hey. Hey, throw it up like this. Now you throw to the limit, you get down like this. Grab the bottle of the booty and you give it a twist. You can call me Young Singers, I'm twisting so many hoes. Man, I got them touching the sky with their toes. And I'm just like Costco, four big bottles. Man, that's where I get my drink and my miles. But lemically, I approach the microphone because I ain't no joke. I won't stop until the world's on my dick. When I'm on top, man, I ain't giving up shit. I remember when I lived in a basement in a 6x9. And then I had all these chicks, but they wasn't no dimes.
I'm thode, so blow, about to touch the sky. We blowing trees like a hurricane, drinking like a fish do. It's the flavor of my life, bartender, make it till I can't get enough.
I'm thode, so blow, about to touch the sky.
We blowing trees like a hurricane, drinking like a fish do. It's the flavor of my life, bartender, make it till I can't get enough.
Hey, throw it up like this. Throw it up like, hey, 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 hey. Throw it up like this now.
I'm on the scene with a gangster lean. You can soak it up now, huh? Life is just a dream. Lights, camera, action. Life is only a stage. And I'm gonna keep it just going off from them haters. But I just kept brushing my shoulders. Ain't nobody gonna stop my flow. My stock keep rising like it's Google. And then the sky ain't no limit to me. I keep leaving them haters like a garbage pail. Can't you see? I kept throwing up the V12 slid. Yeah, man, I even got dough for my kids. I left it for my inheritance, you know. I gotta build my estate, man, you dumb, you know.
I'm so blow, about to touch the sky. We blowing trees like a hurricane, drinking like a fish do. It's the flavor of my life, bartender, make it till I can't get enough.
I'm so blow, about to touch the sky. We blowing trees like a hurricane, drinking like a fish do. It's the flavor of my life, bartender, make it till I can't get enough.
Yeah, throw it up, motherfuckers. It's Bazzialini and Big D.
this bitch. Damn this goddamn shit is fire.
Throw it up like this now.
Yeah,
I throw it up.
You know how it is.
Basically, the music group. Come ride with us. You know what I'm saying?
Throw it up like this.
Throw it up, my niggas. Throw it up. Throw it up, my niggas. Throw it up. Throw it up, my niggas. Throw it up, my niggas. Throw it up, my niggas. Throw it up like this.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Alan St. Pierre, the Executive Director of NORML. We are the oldest, largest, and best-known marijuana law reform organization in America, and it's all because of your support. Take some time to join NORML at www.normal.org. Your membership supports this podcast, our websites, our policy research and analysis, and our annual conferences. Changing marijuana laws is a grassroots effort, and it starts with you, the stakeholder. Join NORML today and add your voice to the millions of cannabis consumers who demand equality with our beer-drinking friends.
This is the California Marijuana Report for the week of Monday, May 4th, 2009. I'm Eric Brenner. This week, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says he's ready to open dialogue on pot legalization in California. Some Malibu High students are busy lobbying their elected officials against more medical marijuana dispensaries in Malibu. San Francisco Supervisor Ross Mercurimi outlines his plan for a city-run pot club. And we head to Berkeley, California for our California Marijuana Music segment with Raga rock legend Buzzy Linhart. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger said Tuesday that the discussion over whether to legalize and tax marijuana for recreational use in California would benefit from a large-scale study. The governor, a one-time toker, said pressure from an embarrassing fiscal crisis in the state, coupled with widespread public support for marijuana legalization, has caused him to rethink his position. "I think it's time for a debate," the former movie icon said. "I think all those ideas of creating extra revenues, I'm always open for a debate on it. And I think we ought to study very carefully what other countries are doing that have legalized marijuana." A field poll from April showed 56% of the state's registered voters in support of legalizing and taxing marijuana for recreational use. Schwarzenegger told reporters in Davis he does not support full-scale legalization at this time, but that more information would help. Marijuana advocates are calling the governor's invitation to have a discussion a landmark. Assemblyman Chuck DeVore, a Republican of Irvine, who strongly endorses locking up responsible adults for marijuana use and destroying their lives in the process, says he was surprised by the governor's comments. And now we turn our attention to Southern California, where several Malibu High School students are urging the Planning Commission to deny permits that would allow continued operation of Green Angel Collective. This is one of two existing pot clubs within the coastal city. The disgruntled students say medical pot clubs have caused an increase in drug use. Hap Henry, a Malibu High School junior, told the Malibu Times over the weekend, quote, "There are kids who are 18 and students at Malibu High who are getting medical pot and selling it at school." An email exchange at the time of this broadcast between the California Marijuana Report and Hap Henry read like this. Hap Henry, "The Malibu Times did not write down all of my statements, and it would be great if I could make it very clear to people that I'm not opposed to taking away people's medicine. I just want to make it more difficult for it to end up in the hands of kids and other irresponsible adults who may end up giving or selling it to kids. Thank you, Mr. Henry, for your response. Your remarks, quote, 'I just want to make it more difficult for it to end up in the hands of kids and other irresponsible adults who may end up giving or selling it to kids,' are not only ridiculous, but dangerous. While I commend you for speaking your mind about a controversial issue, you need to get your facts straight. Do you have the same concerns about Safeway selling booze within striking distance of your school? If not, why? Also, do you have any proof that any patient who buys their medicine at Green Angel has ever given or sold any marijuana to kids at your school?" Mr. Henry responded like this, "Eric, time and time again I have stated I am not on a mission to save the world from substance addiction. Personally, I would love to see these markets hire security guards to make sure their liquor doesn't get stolen by kids. However, I don't believe that's an action for the city government of Malibu to take. In response to your last question regarding has any patient at the Green Angel ever given or sold marijuana to kids at my high school, I do not have any concrete proof that these sort of actions have taken place." Finally, a story we've been following for quite some time. A San Francisco supervisor wants his city to be the first in the nation to sell pot. San Francisco Supervisor Ross Mercurimi, who proudly represents the city's legendary Haight-Ashbury district, spoke this week on The Correll Show, a news talk program broadcasting from Energy 92.7 FM in San Francisco. Mercurimi told Correll it makes sense for city government to sell marijuana.
"The thrust of my idea is that statutory-wise, the requirement of the state medical cannabis laws is that medical cannabis is supposed to be not-for-profit. When I came into elected office in San Francisco, there was a population of 45, almost over 50, because several more are ready to open, dispensaries, and the city turned a blind eye. There were no planning and no public health protocols. A lot of neighborhoods were sort of like twisting in the wind because they couldn't figure out what to do because they had no..."
Right.
"The crazy thing about all that, sorry, the crazy thing
no,
about
go ahead.
It is that it supported medical cannabis, but they felt sort of abandoned from being able to understand what a proper infrastructure was."
Right.
"So that medical cannabis could be administered according to both state and local law. And San Francisco's been in the forefront. Then my colleague, Supervisor Amiano, and of course then Supervisor Leno, really were leaders in this fight. And I'm sort of just following in their path and helping try to progress the laws that they helped blaze the path for. So the case is that city government would be much more in the driver's seat. One, I think, in helping compel, mandate that it be a not-for-profit product."
And now for some California marijuana music. This week we head to Berkeley and visit with our true rock legend, Buzzy Linhart. Buzzy released several psychedelic folk rock albums on the Buddha label in the late 60s and early 70s. He played on songs with Jimi Hendrix, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and wrote a major hit for Bette Midler called You Gotta Have Friends. Buzzy is an incredible singer-songwriter as well as a masterful rhythm guitar player. From the album Buzzy Linhart and the Big Few, released on his own Buzz Art label, here is Buzzy Linhart performing You Gotta Have Friends live in New York City. Buzzy Linhart is a California rock legend on the California Marijuana Report.
"And I am all alone. There is no one here beside me. and my problems have all gone. There is no one to deride me, but you got to have friends, my friends. The feelings oh so strong. You got to have friends to make that day last long. I had some friends, but they're gone. Something came and took them away, and from the dusk to the dawn, here is where I stay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Santa at the end of the road, boys, waiting for my new friends to come. I don't care if I'm hungry or cold, I'm gonna get me some, because you got to have friends. Bopple, dopple, cop, bop, 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 friends. Yeah, 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 yeah. Do, 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 do. But they're gone, gone, gone. Something came and took them away, from the dusk to the dawn. Dusk to the dawn, here is where I stay. Standing in the end of a real long road, waiting for my new friends to come. I do not care if hungry or freezing. Standing at the end of the road, I got to get mad up, because you got to have friends. You got to have friends. You got to have friends. Oh, you got to have friends. It's so nice to have a friend like WBAI. This is live radio on WBAI, New York City. The only station that brings you Edward Haber and Bob Fast Fast. Sure, the only station is gonna bring you Fred. You know what I mean? Fred Coon, what a. Truthful issues. Got to have friends. Got to have friends. Got to have friends.
This has been the California Marijuana Report for the week of Monday, May 4th, 2009. For those interested in writing to the California Marijuana Report, please send an email to californiamarijuanareport@yahoo.com. Special thanks to Buzzy Linhart, Harvey Mandel, Quicksilver Messenger Service, and of course NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. I'm Eric Brenner for the California Marijuana Report.
A sweet California sunshine.
Thank you for downloading the Normal Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. We are produced by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. Our executive producer is Alan St. Pierre. Our deputy director is Paul Armentano. Our webmaster is Brian Judy. And web production is provided by Red Aphid Interactive Media. As always, you can catch up on the latest information about marijuana at www.norml.org. And you can interact and download from our Audio Stash blog at stash.normal.org. For everyone here at Normal, I'm your host, Radical Russ Belville, hoping all your harvests are bountiful and your encounters with law enforcement are non-existent. We leave you today with a reminder to check out the Stash blog at 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Eastern, for my appearance on the local Portland cable access show, Cannabis Common Sense. It's available live on the internet, and the call-in number, it's a live call-in show, the call-in number is 503-288-4448. Come on, Stashers, give us a call. You can ask your questions of myself, Madeline Martinez, or Paul Stanford. Between medical legalization and hemp, the three of us would probably be able to answer any question you might have. Check us out on ustream.tv or just check the Stash at 8 p.m. Thanks to everyone who's downloading the Stash worldwide and making this the growing truth about cannabis in cyberspace. We're glad to have our finger on the pulse of the cannabis community. If you have any suggestions, comments, or complaints, send them to stash@normal.org. Have yourself a great weekend. Here's hoping that you have some good ganja to go with it. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.